Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Looney Bin's Comedy Club, Sunday and Monday, in the rocks that are little, baby. Sunday and Monday.
And it's Thursday. Sherry Shepherd from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning
to y'all.
Yeah.
My family.
Sherry, you still have cruise voice. I haven't talked to you since
voice.
The cruise. Yeah.
I from screaming with Philip Bailey and Kumo D and at Fine Teddy Riley to shooting Soul Man yesterday and screaming.
Oh, okay.
On Soul okay. Man.
You went from working the cruise to back on working the stage, huh?
Girl, back on working the stage. You know, and God took away my, I can't scream and holler like I want to, so my typical black woman screaming voice is gone. I don't know what I did wrong, but God just removed it. So you get with me, I'm not going to scream at you a lot.
You couldn't lose my voice.
That makes for
you
a
couldn't
good
be that angry.
Jeffrey.
You couldn't be that angry single mom in Baltimore that was beating that boy.
Gone hair girl, and your hair looked good.
Didn't it?
I was so for her. I said, that's the way a mama's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. She wasn't playing around. What award can we give her?
Start with Thursday morning mom and just keep on going.
Keep on going from there.
She's been looking good on Good Morning America and the Today Show. Face all beat and everything. Hair still looking good. Single mom of six.
She got it down. She one of the ones that went, if you make me mess up my hair, okay. you gonna really make me mess up my nails beating on you. So she had it down. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Because, I can't discipline Jeffrey like that. I tried to. He had his birthday party, mm-hmm. and he fronted me in front of the clear people. Because he was in the bouncy. He was in the little bouncy house. And I kept saying, Jeffrey, no wrestling, Jeffrey. And then, you know, because he was in front of all the clear people, because mm-hmm. I invited his friends from his school. And he comes over bouncing at me, talking about, Mommy, you have to say it to everybody. You have to tell everybody, not just me, Mommy. And I'm like, you going to talk to me like that in front of the clear people? Because you know I can't do nothing because Annette is in front of me and you. I can't do nothing. Then you go to the school for special needs. So if I do anything, they're going to be looking at me crazy. So you're going to play that special needs card talking, Mommy, you have to. That's not the way you talk, boy.
He plays
the
card.
Clear people look. He played that card on me. And then the clear people's like, Jeffrey, be gentle. What zone are you in? I'm in the red zone. Mommy's in the red zone.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, you know, Jeffrey's smart. Oh, and I couldn't do that look. You know that look, Sybil, where it's like, when we get home?
Right. You just wait. Because
he kept saying, Mommy, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you talking like that, first of all?
Well, who are you?
Now, you really think Jeffrey plays the special needs card?
Jeffrey's so smart, Tom. Jeffrey's so smart. He knows, you know what, let me really pull it out. Let me really, really play on this special needs. He's got developmental delays. And I'm like, you ain't delayed when you know you about to get it. So, yes, I think my child has got the manipulation. And he knows when clear people come in the room, it's all on. Because Mommy can't do nothing.
Because Mommy is Sherry Shepherd.
He knows Mommy's Sherry Shepherd, exactly. On The View. That's my title, Mommy from The View. Yeah, so I admire that woman. I watched that tape over and over and over, like it was the Empire series.
Player, what do you think he's going to do for Mother's Day for his mom?
Oh, he don't have to give her nothing. He's good.
What?
Yo, he don't have to give. The ass whooping he took, he is okay. He is okay. If he don't get his mama nothing, she'll be fine. She'll be all right. She'll just be happy knowing he in the room, not down there throwing rocks. But what I said yesterday, Play, he needs new friends. Nobody told that boy his mama was coming.
You know what
not
he said?
Not one person. Nobody said, man, you need to put that rock down.
Because your mama. Ooh, here come your mama.
Come,
and they
mama,
knew.
Man. They saw his mama. Everybody saw his mama, man.
He said on the way home, they were asking what was the conversation like on the way home. And the mother said, he kept saying, his friends, like, hug your mother. Just make her understand that you didn't mean this. And so she said that was the talk all the way home. She said, but she knew that whether they said it or not, he was trying to stop whatever was going to happen once the cameras were off of them.
You're right, sir. But first of all, he's trying to be a thug with a backpack on. That's
and a
that's
mask.
The
yeah,
and
he's a nerdy thug. He
you
was a nerdy thug.
You can't thug with a backpack. You just can't. It just don't look right, man.
All credibility is gone, isn't it?
All shot. He lost all kind of cool points. Sherry had a hood, a mask, a backpack, and she picked his butt out, man. She went right there.
And she knew exactly
son.
Who it was.
She knew our son was.
She said,
that's
I
my son Ninja Turtle backpack. Get
I
over
recognize
here.
That boy. I knew exactly who he
Only
was.
Only thing missing was a lunchbox.
Man.
he probably had it in that backpack.
That's hard, man.
That boy. Yeah. And then, you know, because, you know, we was growing up, we was at the wrong party and your mama came. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, your mama here. You right,
Have
Jeff.
You ever had a surprise? Drive-by. You ever had a surprise butt whooping, Sybil?
I had one, yes. Yeah, yeah it, and it was a drive-by.
Yeah?
It was a drive-by?
Yeah, I was in the park. And she did not, she told me I could not go to the park, especially at a certain part of the day.
And you went.
And I went. I was hanging out with my friends and with the boys. And my mother drove by in that yellow Buick Skylark and drove real slow. And my girlfriend said,
and see, that's the one, Sybil, where you look, because my mother did that, and I was at a party, and I didn't know, I thought she was at work. And I got, Sherry, your mama here, and I think I just peed on myself. I just wet my pants. I just went into a traumatic shock when they said, it's that thing, your mother here.
Your mother here. I told you about the one I had. We built a tent outside, Sherry, with my mom's good blanket. The good blanket.
A nice
tent, Terry. And so we're laying with candles in the tent. Me and them, you know, we like chilling. We got a little transistor radio there. And I see this big, fat leg.
That's all you see is in the opening of the tent.
I see this huge, fat leg at the bottom of the tent, man. And she picked the whole, she picked the whole tent up. We're exposed to the elements, right? Whoa my behind out.
Where did they get the strength and the energy?
Oh, my God.
And my mother's wasn't a physical thing. It was talking to me as I walked from the park, and she drove alongside of me. So she drove with one hand, her arm on the window ledge of the...
A lot of little girls.
And then looking to the left, talking to me, and then looking at where she was driving so she wouldn't hit a car. And when I get you home... And then you gonna get it. You gonna hit that whipping you never had in your life. And it was just, Mom, please.
And you don't
please.
you don't fall back, Sybil,
no,
and you don't run ahead. So
no,
you stay right.
You just gotta maintain your
speed. Do you remember that last whooping you got as a teenager where your mother beat you like you took her man?
Oh my
them kind of at 16. My mother threw a thing of Kool-Aid, a big gallon of Kool-Aid, great Kool-Aid. And I just got my hair done at the beauty shop,
so I had them
blue magnetic rollers all over my head. And she threw the Kool-Aid on my head, and I hit the table. I was frustrated. And she jumped on me and slammed my head against her. And I was like, Mama, you crazy, which made her.
No.
That's
worse.
You think I'm crazy?
You never call a black woman crazy. I don't care what you
Even
are, who
crazy.
You are. Yeah, you never call a black woman crazy.
Because she is, but...
But rollers were hanging from my head. Grape Kool-Aid is falling down my face. My mother was using it was hands and feet.
That's all feet.
I didn't know what was kicking.
Yeah.
And I was like, Uncle, I didn't take your man. I'm sorry.
She was like a
Mama,
ninja.
Please. I never spoke of my mother. She grabbed my hand, pushed me against the wall. I never talked back to my mother.
That was it.
Man, I don't think that boy's talking back to his mom either.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I wonder what school was like with him
yesterday.
Ooh, yeah, man. What was that like?
Why y'all didn't tell me?
Man.
And that's what you heard.
He needs new friends.
He needs brand new friends, man.